Brother James Shaver, and here's Brother James.
Thank you, Brother John. It's good to come into your place of listening, wherever you may be. Trust again that we deliver just a portion of God's Word to us. Help us to get stirred up in these latter days and turn our hearts back to God. But I would like to make an announcement before we get into the Bible. This being the fourth Sunday, the last Sunday in January, the camp meeting starting down at Calvary on 231, just as you're going to Bruntsville, there on the right, just as you're going to the city of Bruntsville. It'll be starting in the morning at 9 o'clock, and they'll preach at break for dinner, then start back again at 1:30 and go to whatever time, then break, then have preaching at night. And the night preachers is Brother Hanley Milby and Brother Larry Winkler from North City, North Carolina. So be much in prayer for this meeting. If you get an opportunity to go down there, you will hear some good preaching out of the Word of God. So if you have your Bibles, again, go back with us. We're going to go back to the thought that was on last Sunday and preach just for a little bit on it again and try to wake us up, stir our hearts. I know people don't like this kind of preaching. It makes them mad, but that's not in our intention when we come this way to make anybody mad, hurt anybody's feelings. I just see the kind of shape we're in. We was talking out there just a minute ago. I brought a picture here from, I believe I mentioned it last Sunday, from out of Fort Payne, Alabama, in 1937, where the Second Baptist preacher had preached a revival. And it looked like they had about 100 to baptize. And I don't know how many hundreds or maybe thousands standing on the bank at that revival in 1937. And I've said different times, I've showed that picture to folks, and I said that was back before these electronics come out, before television and cell phones and computers and all this other stuff. People was interested in God. But when all this come out, we just seemingly just left God, forgot all about Him, and thinking if we just mention His name every once in a while, we're going to heaven. But I've got news for you. We've got to be born again. Our nature has got to be changed. The Lord's got to do a work of grace in us, or else we will go to hell. So I want to leave that with you. Now, I won't go back again and read the same scripture that we read last Sunday in 2 Chronicles chapter 18. The Bible said, now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance and joined affinity with Ahab. And after certain years, he went down to Ahab to Samaria, and Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance and for the people that he had with him, and persuaded him, now listen, persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth Gilead. And Ahab, king of Israel, said unto Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, wilt thou go with me to Ramoth Gilead? And he answered him, I am as thou art, my people as thy people, and we will be with thee in the war. So again, we want to preach on about a little bit about going to Ahab's barbecue. We went back last Sunday and we got about Jehoshaphat's daddy, about Asa, where he was king and began to get away from God. God sent a man of God to him and warned him, and he turned back to God, and the man of God told him, said, as long as you seek me, seek the Lord, he'll be with you. But if you forsake him, he'll also forsake you. Now I say that's what's happening in our world today. I was reading an article a few years back. I don't remember where I read it at, but I read an article in the paper where the first game of sports that was played on the Sabbath day, how we have desecrated it down through the years. I mean through the last 60, 70 years it has been desecrated. But the first football football game that was ever played on a Sunday was played in 1932. Amen. God bless your heart. The article said wherever town they played it at, even the lost people come out, amen, and almost had a right because they was playing, ain't God having their pleasures on the Lord's day. My friend, look where we are today, how far we've got down the road away from God, how we're breaking His laws, His statutes, and His commandments, and don't care one thing in the world about what God said. We're going to do what we want to do. I don't care what God thinks about it. But I've got news for every one of us. It's coming a day when every one of us is going to stand before God Almighty, and we're going to give an account to a holy God. Amen. For the life that we live down here, I bless your heart. I mean, we have here a writing. In this way, I mean, where they was in 1932, where they've done that. Thank God that in the 40s, I got on that last Sunday where the television come out. In the 50s, they begin to turn away from God. In the 60s, took prayer out of school. Amen. In the 70s, we begin to have an abortion. In the 80s, then these electronics begin to come out. Amen. Computers. God bless your heart, cell phones, all kind of iPods, E-pods, all kind of pods. I always thought beans come in a pod. I would bless your heart. We've got everything in the world today that's occupying our mind, destroying us. I'm getting God plumb out of our heart, out of our lives, out of our thoughts. Amen. Even out of our churches, got to where today I can go in the house of God. Amen. They got their phones out texting. Amen. Doing this, that, and the other. No respect for the house of God. Friend, and God look like has turned His back on us. Amen. Well, let's read here now about Jehoshaphat. After his daddy died. Amen. He took over after him, and Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his stead and strengthened himself against Israel. Amen. You know what it was? Israel was Ahab. Amen. Was wicked. I mean a wicked, most wicked king you'll read of in the Word of God. But here when Jehoshaphat become king, he strengthened himself again Ahab. Oh, what I'd give today if our church people would turn one more time and strengthen themselves against wickedness. Turn back to a true and a holy God and serve Him again. Amen. God has not lost His power. He can still save. He can still heal. He can still redeem. But our problem is we walked off and left God. Oh, bless our heart today. We need to realize and wake up how the Bible said in He strengthened Himself against Israel. He placed forces in all the cities of Judea and set garrisons in the land of Judea and in the cities of Ephraim, which Asa his father had taken. And the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the first way of his father David and sought not after Balaam. There's a little thought that I want you to look at in this scripture. Thank God that 2 Chronicles 17 and verse number 3, the Bible said, and he walked in the first way of his father father David. Amen. Back when David had first, God first called him, had God first anointed him, had before he committed adultery with Bathsheba, thank God he walked, he was a man after God's own heart, and this is the way that Jehoshaphat was walking, in the first ways of his father David. I'd like to see our churches turn back again and walk in the ways of our forefathers, how they used to walk. I'll ask you a question. I asked you just a minute ago out here. Have you ever, have you ever, you older people, have you ever seen a revival? Hey man, I'm soon be 70 year old, just in a few months, and I've never seen a revival. I've seen a little moving of God. I've seen a few folks converted. I've seen some shouting going on. I've seen some workings of the Holy Ghost. But a revival, I've never seen one. I've got a CD of the house of an old Methodist preacher out of the hills of eastern Kentucky, born back in the 1800s. Amen. God, in the little town that he lived in, he was in his 20s. He was running a liquor joint. Amen. And running an open violation of the law. He was so mean that the law wouldn't even dare to try to shut his business down. But there was an old Methodist preacher coming into town to preach a revival. Amen. He began to go out and invite people to come in. And said, he asked them one time, out there in church, what would it take? Amen. For them. Hey, God, for that town. How to have a revival. Said a sister stood up and said, if God would save Bulldog Charlie, it would turn the tide in this town. Thank God, they come in together and begin to fast and to pray and to seek God. And God honored their prayer. You know, we live in a time today where we just want games and gimmicks. We don't want to see the power of God. It might get us converted. Amen. I bless your heart. Amen. Ain't God, the Holy Ghost got so on the man, he said, I've got the house on the CD. I said, he began to walk the floor in front of his business. I walk in the porch. I'm just like a lion walking in the cage. Where the Holy Ghost of God, I was dealing with him. And the little preacher, I come down inviting the church. And he went down the church. And the God of heaven, I began to deal with him. Amen. He got saved. How the sheriff got saved. How the lawyers got saved. How about everybody in town? I'm talking about a revival. When they closed the schoolhouses, even had to sit down the courthouse because there were not enough people. Amen. To have court. I'm talking about revival. I'd like to see one sweep through Cherokee County like that. Amen. I'd like to see it sweep through here. Amen. To every business in town, the schoolhouses, and everything else would shut down to go out and see the glory of God. But I've got some news for you. If we ever get the glory of God back again, it's going to have to be some idols tore down. It's going to have to be some strange gods. Don't done away with. Amen. There's going to have to something happen down in my house and yours if we ever see a move of God again. We'll never see it in puppets and plays and bingo games. Amen. Hay rides. Our Easter bunnies. Our Santa Claus. There's going to have to be some people that turn their hearts back toward God and ask God to help us again. Friend, we're in pitiful shape. Amen. Walking in the first ways of his father David, but sought the Lord God of his father, and walked in his commandments, and not after the doings of Israel. Boy, would you ever look around today, ain't the church and the world walking the same path? I mean, you can't tell them apart. How the world looks like the church, and the church looks like the world. How the world dressing like the church, and the church dressing like the world. Hollywood brought that in our home. It's polluted our people. Amen. If we ever see God again, we better realize, we better wake up, to realize that our young people are perishing without God while we're praying, and we're going to wind up in the pits of hell if we ain't careful. You say, preacher, amen, I'm saved. Are you really? Are you really saved? Thank God. I hear say one time about an old colored man that worked at a funeral home. He was sweeping the floor. I cleaned the funeral home. They decided he'd have some fun out of him. As a man walked in there, one of them did, and got in a coffin, and laid down just like he's dead. Amen. When the colored man come through, I began to sweep the floor. This man thought he just set up and scared that man to death. But he sat up in the coffin, and the colored man turned around with his fist and hit him right in the face. He said, if you're dead, act like it. Amen. I bless your heart. I'm saying that the same is how we just been born again. He's supposed to be dead out of this world. Thank God, if you are dead to it, act like it. Amen. I bless your heart. But Jehoshaphat here, I was a man and was seeking after God. Amen. Bless your heart. Bible said he went out with Ahab to battle. That's what Ahab was wanting with him. When he got down to his barbecue, he joined up with him, wanting to go out and battle Ahab. I'll not go through all the war part of it, but I'm on Jehoshaphat. Amen. The Bible teaches us how they went out to battle and Ahab got killed. Just like the man of God prophesied. In verse number 18, the Bible said, chapter 18 and verse number 1, now Jehoshaphat had riches. Let me go on chapter verse. Amen. Chapter 19, and the Bible said, in Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem. And Jehu the son of Hanani the seer, I went out to meet him, and said to King Jehoshaphat, now this is a man of God, coming to reprove another man of God. Friend, we're living in a day when all we're wanting is some Casper milk toast, a noodle bag, a soothsayer, make us feel good in our sins. But this man of God, had a man of God to come to him. We don't want no man of God standing doing what the Bible said, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. We don't want no reprove. We don't want no rebuke. And the Bible said here that this man said to him, should thou help the ungodly? Now listen, and love them that hate the Lord. Oh, preacher, you're supposed to love everything. The man of God said, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord. Therefore is the wrath up there. There is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. Now, friend, as good a man as Jehoshaphat was, seeking the face of God, trying to walk in the ways of his father David, if he got out of the will of God, amen. Now, he didn't get way out yonder, but he got further out than God wanted him. And God sent a man how to reprove him, to rebuke him. And the Bible said that the wrath of God was upon him because he had done what God didn't like about him. I wish we'd wake up to reality today, friend. I know I'm popular. I know that. Amen. But that's the only way I can preach. We're in trouble. We've got enough soothsayers today. Got enough Casper milk toast today. Got enough noodle backs today. We need some men of God that'll get off down in the woods and get filled with the Holy Ghost from the top of their head to the sole of their feet and come out proclaiming the Word of God just like it is to us just as we are. You know that put fear in Jehoshaphat. Amen. Now here's one or two things we'll do. I'll try to get one of them today. Amen. My one or three things rather we'll do. I don't get one of them. Amen. Chapter number 20. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them were beside the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Now you notice back over here the Bible said, amen, the wrath of the Lord, amen, goes turn against him. Amen. But here, the wrath of God was turned toward him. And there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there come... cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria, and behold they be in Hazardol, which is Engedi. Now you look what Jehoshaphat done. Far from what our churches are doing today, I hear the man, old 90 something year old man, 80 something year old preacher, one day this week I'm talking about on up in his 80s, I said he was preaching and pastoring a church, and the women folk begin to come in with their pantsuits on, and he made the statement, I said, you got them so tight, look like they've been sprayed out of an aerosol can. Amen. He said that night when he come back to church, I said, they passed a petition, and 168 people had signed it asking him to leave. No reproof, no rebuke. Don't want no correction in the day we're in. Amen. We want to live, just do our thing. Go right on. Amen. Ain't God, I'll question your salvation if God don't ever deal with you about things. I certainly will. And Jehoshaphat in verse 3 feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. Now I want to know, what are we going to do in the day we're in? Are we going to seek the Lord? Are we going to purpose in our heart how to seek the Lord with all of our heart? Or are we just going to continue to go on? Amen. I wouldn't doubt one bit, but what if somebody was to pass a petition through this county? I don't know how many names would be how to get me off of this radio station. I'm a friend, long as I'm here, I'm going to proclaim and help us. I'll try to get us to turn back to God. I'd like to see the presence of God again. I see young people, amen, hooked on these computers. hooked on these iPods, hooked on everything that it is. Why do you think they're shooting one another? They're getting demon possessed off of this stuff. Amen. It was told. I mean, even the government today. I read it the other day in a paper where the government was saying these violent movies, these violent things you rent, look at at home. Hey man, these computers. Hey man, these iPods. All this stuff. Where they're pulling up that evil stuff on it. Hey man, the government said need to take a look at that. I could very well be the cause of our children being demon possessed. The way they are, and I'll say, hey man, it's bad when the government. I can see further than the church can. Hallelujah. I bless your heart, but he set his heart seeking the Lord. Bible said he called all Judah together. And the Bible said Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God? Amen. Who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever. Amen. And then they dwelt therein and built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name's sake. Amen. Let's go on down. I'll skip over because I see our time is slowly running out. Let me go back and read that. If when the evil cometh upon us as the sword, judgment, a pestilence, a famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence. Amen. For thy name is in this house and cry unto thee in our affliction. Then will thou hear and help. And now behold the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt. But thou turned them from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of the possession which thou hast given to inherit. Our God, will thou not judge them? Now, Jehoshaphat's a crying unto God Almighty, for we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes is upon thee. Amen. Now you listen to what happened. This is the man of God. Instead of running off and going to the house, amen, said, I'm through with it. I'm not going to mess with it. He went down to the house of God and began to seek God. He wasn't having no party or picnic. Bible said, our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Amen. Now, if we're sick and tired of the shape that our churches is in, our homes is in, our personal life is in, of the county right here, Cherokee County, if we're sick and tired of the shape it's in, God give us a remedy. Right here in the Word of God, Jehoshaphat chose to seek God instead of run from Him. Amen. Stand before God, with their wives, with our children, with everything we've got. Get down to the house of God and get before God. Ask God to help. We have no power. We have no might against this baby killing. Amen. sodomizing, adulterous generation we're in. If God don't turn and help us, we're doomed for the judgment of God. There's only one hope, as to turn back to God. Well, I see our time coming on. We'll turn it back to Brother John.